Lipton and Knorr brands. A merged company would have rivaled Nestle as the world's biggest packaged food maker. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday morning, February the 20th, 2017.
Good morning.
530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm back with my baby.
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, everybody. And it was, are we having a headphone issue? Well, it's Monday morning.
Because everybody, they must have better ears than us.
I guess they do. Mine are still a little bit clogged. But, hey, Bob, should we talk about the weather? Let's start right off.
Let's just say hello to Bob.
Good morning, everybody in the chat room as well. And, Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Great. Pulling up some information for you as soon as you get done with the main forecast.
It's currently 54 degrees, Bob. And we are going to have a heavy rain and breezy day with our highs of around 56. We're going to talk a little bit about the history of the holiday today, but of course many people are not working today because it is Washington's birthday and or what they call President's Day. Tonight we have heavy rain and windy with our lows of around 48. Tomorrow calls for showers and likely breezy with our highs of around 56 and lows of 41. There's just a few day forecasts, but you have more details, Bob.
Absolutely, Linda. We've got a couple of warnings in effect from the National Weather Service. A high wind warning stays in effect till 4 p.m. From this afternoon through tomorrow, the wind is going to actually get worse. Overnight, we're going to see 65-mile-an-hour gusts in some areas. Now, with the saturated ground, that means that there's a high probability that some trees are going to come down. So if you've got any sheds or anything or vehicles or, God forbid, even your house, you're going to want to make sure that maybe you get stuff out of harm's way. Flood warning remaining in effect pretty much everywhere you go right now. This new set of storms has just dumped a lot of rain in here, and it's all heading downstream. Portions of the freeway, as you heard, shut down over the weekend and reduced to single-lane spaced-out traffic. More uptick in flooding problems is on the way. It's not over yet, at least for the next solid week. It's going to be on and off and heavy rains at times.
My goodness.
Be careful what you wish for.
Right. Well, you know what, Bob? It's interesting. I moved here in 2005. December of 2005 is when I actually moved to Reading. And so from December to April, I remember the first 4 months in my home, because I lived in the back bedroom while I did a lot of remodeling. Yeah. Rain. It rained for 4 months. I remember I would drive back and forth to Chico. I was doing some stuff out of the Fox station there. But I just remember just a few days out of those 4 months. That's my recollection anyway of that particular time. And only just a couple days do I remember it being where the sun actually shone through, shined through.
We do have 300 sunny days a year, but this year we're going to get less than our normal count, I think. We have had historically some very heavy rains through the area, and this is one of them. If we had more places to put water, we'd be in much better shape.
I know. Well. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are our weather sponsors. A great shout-out to them for all your propane and gas needs. Go to the experts, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Boy, I tell you what, when people, I was at the CVAC big award ceremony on Saturday, and not only did everybody say, "Where's Linda?" from the dais.
We need those pins.
The president of CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council, says, "I'm going to introduce some people at my table," you know, and he talks about that we had a gold star, we had the gold star appearance there of the young man that they named a barracks after.
Wow.
He was, Petty Officer of the Year, unfortunately was killed in Iraq. Special family. And Chad
Bush.
No. And And then they go around the table and they say, and Carl Bott, you probably know him much better as the husband of Linda Bott. Everybody applauded, cheered, wanted to know where Linda was, and I slunked out of there.
Sadly, I could say I was in bed.
I told everybody. I said, really, she's
been in the street clothes for five, I hate to say that, for like 4 days. Anyway, so talk about the dinner and some of the people that
this was just outstanding. And I tell you what, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council has this every year, and it's a ceremony to award the person that is, you know, kind of the CVAC's person of the year that helps veterans, that, you know, is out there for veterans. And then they've got the large group, they've got the individuals, and they have the group, you know, that is, was out, you know, is, that does so much to represent veterans and to assist veterans to be out there in support of the veteran community. And then they have the President's Trophy. Well, this year for the organization, it was the Northern California Historical Society, the one that has that the 1962 Huey that you see everywhere. And they go to schools, they go everywhere, and I tell you what, if you've ever flown in a Huey, you never forget it. I mean, it is just it's the workhorse. It was the command and control bird. It was the way to insert groups of Marine
Rivera's
soldiers.
Rivera's Anselmo took us up in his Huey. Yeah, that was the only Huey drive I've had.
Yeah,
ride.
Yeah, that's right. Well, his was very similar to that, except, you know, better shape. it was armor. It was armed up, so they could use it for rockets and machine guns. They used it for inserts, extracts, all types of things, resupply. But it's but this organization is all over the place showing and kind of letting people see it, what it's like, and talk about the history of it. And then the individuals of the for the year, and it couldn't have been any better, Kim Chamberlain and Debbie Johnson. Kim Chamberlain, who has always been a huge supporter of veterans, you know, started the Reese Across America. She did so much stuff. And then, of course, Debbie Johnson, who did the honor flight where they took all the World War II veterans and back to Washington, D.C., so they could see the World War II Memorial.
And Debbie and her husband.
Debbie and her husband, Tom. But Tom, they honored Debbie this time.
Right.
But it was Tom and Debbie that did it, of course. But it was, they are so, you know, what's so great about it is they're very humble. There's so much humility in these two people.
Kim Chamberlain and Debbie Johnson both ooze from their every pore, their love and their respect for our veterans and for country. Kim Chamberlain, and that's how we know each other, by the way. You know, Carl and I know Kim through her outreach to the veterans. And, of course, when Carl came here and the Patriot Guard riders met him at the when he first drove into town. And Kim Chamberlain was one of the first people that we met through any kind of veteran organization at all, embraced you, asked you to speak, invited us to the Korean luncheons, so many things.
So we
applaud Kim, and we were very blessed to have her at our wedding.
Well, we're blessed to have her in our watch. Same thing with Debbie Johnson. Another super, super, super person that you can't say enough about. And again, humility from these. Oh, you know what? There's other people that deserve this. No, there's not. You deserve it.
And then we went into the
group, of course, is now Northern California Historical Society, which I talked about. Maybe it's association. But then the President's Award for somebody that does a lot, who's on a lot of boards, who does so much to help. He's the detail man of all time. It's Dick Fighton.
He's amazing.
Man, I tell you what, this guy's died twice.
yes.
I mean, he has. He's died twice,
brought
him back to life. He is just chugging along. And as Vince said, he says, of course, Dick's wife would say he's probably been closer to death many more times than just two.
Well, she is such a gracious lady as well.
Yeah.
And Dick Fighton, you know, I mean, from the Marine Corps Ball to Ducks Unlimited to, you know, he's had his fingers in a lot of things.
Military officers.
He comes in the door and he just, you know.
He doesn't quit.
He's just another one of those boots on the ground guys who gets things done and really helps.
He's like a little tank.
With all helps all his heart for anything veteran.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Now, the last one, and pardon me for this, and I hope somebody sends me a text or a phone call. They gave a special award to an eighth grade teacher over at Mistletoe. And somebody help me with this one. And because she's the one that has the kids get, they have a Veterans Day celebration over there, and it's from her class. And she gives to her class the citizenship test. The citizenship test. Yeah, that's right. You know, they become an American, become a citizen. And she says many of them get 100% on it. Her family's been veterans. And it just, you know what, it's such a nice lady. And to see that somebody loves this country, and she wants her kids to remember it. Now, somebody out there I know remembers her name and will tell it to me, and we're going to get it before this hour's over. Now,
we have an interesting new chat pack, don't we?
Well, it's a new way of doing things.
Here. Right.
That's right. You've been gone.
I haven't even wanted to put my face in a computer. I've just been.
But let me finish this one last
thing.
Okay,
please.
The last thing was, it was the 65th wedding anniversary of the Gibsons.
Oh, Commander and Mary Lou.
Commander and Mary Lou.
Jim and Mary Lou Gibson.
Thank you so much for everything you've done.
Man.
But it was her 65th anniversary.
Well, happy.
She's my hero. Yeah. So is she. She's my hero.
They
too.
Are amazing. Okay. Yeah, they're amazing. By the way, yes, let me tell you something. After laying in bed, I'll tell you what,
For 5 days.
Well, I went in Thursday morning. Thank you very much to Dr. Phillips at Hilltop Medical, okay? Because when you need something quickly and you just don't want to go through the process of waiting for 2 or 3 days, you just go into the – I come in the walk-in clinic. But Dr. Phillips at the Hilltop Medical West was wonderful. Anyway, so acute bronchitis, sinusitis, not sure about the flu, but that was thrown in there for good measure on the write-up.
He said you got the flu too.
Yeah. So anyway, 4 days, 5 days. And in fact, after the show, I'll probably go back. Still, it just really knocks you. And I know I'm not alone. This thing has been going all over the place. So anyway, it's so nice to be in my sleep number bed. It just, I'm not like sore today. You know, like if you were in a regular, ordinary bed, forget about it. You'd have like numb hips, numb shoulders, but with the sleep number bed in my setting, I kept it at 40. My body's rested.
Well, my sleep number setting is 60, and you can adjust this. This is the J.D. Powers bed. It has been voted the best mattress. And right now, you can't find a better time to save on bedding at Sleep Number. Save 50% on the limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Numbers event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. I echo what Linda says. You're not going to find a better mattress anywhere. But where do you find it? Right over at the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals over there. Get lay on the bed and just see how much it enables you to rest. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. At 7:30, we got Dr. Victor Hansen coming on. We're going to give him a call. He wrote about the Oroville Dam and the problems with that, but how it's symptomatic of what's happening to the state of California. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Friends, call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a new website, which means a new chat room. And, you know, we're really working on it, guys. We're working on pictures and... Well, not all. I mean, everybody's got different things, but
all
yeah.
You have to do is sign up for that little chat log thing. Put your name in there. I was having problems with it too because I just didn't do it. All it takes is an email address. Trust me, you never get anything from us, do you?
Lie.
Do you ever get anything from us?
What are all the question
no,
marks?
We don't send stuff. That's just okay. That's if you don't have a photo. You can actually put a photo in there.
Oh,
Extra did. He had he had the state of Jefferson in there one
time.
So I can put my own photo in there if I want to, but you don't have to.
Oh,
okay. I put Carl in there because I'm Carl, and I don't care who sees whatever I say. And really, who cares? Because this is our chat room.
Okay.
NSA is not running it, Bob. not Bob, the producer.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We have a caller this morning, and of course, Charles is on the line.
Charles!
Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Charles, do you think the NSA is running our chat room?
I don't know, but if you know about that latest executive order that Obama signed in the last 3 weeks of his administration, it kind of opened the barn door for a lot of termites to, work their way into the woodwork.
Okay, enough foreplay here. Tell us what it is.
All right, train's coming into the station.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, alluding to, train's coming into the station. Yeah, remember when I said that proposed ban on storage sheds could come back anytime.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right. We're back into Anderson
right.
now. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
It's on the agenda for tomorrow.
Did you talk to Baron Browning?
I've sent messages to, the four of the five city councilmen. If Baron Browning was one of them.
Okay. How about Helen?
Helen?
Not Helen.
You mean Melissa?
Melissa. Okay, Helen Hunt, Melissa Hunt. Okay, I got it mixed up. All right, you happy? It's Monday. All right, I've been taking care of my sick wife. I've just been I've been working my fingers to the bone.
The reply I got back from Melissa was that she hadn't seen the agenda yet, but she did include an invitation to
come to the
council meeting and.
You know what? This is ridiculous that you have to have your shed, your like your 6x6 shed in the back of your house has to be attached to a cement ground.
Right. It has to be permanently attached.
Stupid.
If it is, then it becomes a permanent building.
Stupid.
Under Title 24, which brings it under a whole laundry list of permitation requirements.
Well, tell them that you don't want to do that.
Well,
hey, tell them this. Tell them I'm not going to do that.
Tell them
it's another stupid law that you guys are coming up with that's not needed. Just tell them it's stupid.
So please keep us informed, will you?
I want to hear what happens on that.
That's not all.
Oh,
okay,
more.
Next.
Yeah, the city of Reading, they're doing their priority setting. The city council is doing their early afternoon priority setting session on Wednesday.
Right.
And in and amongst the list of projects is that REU rate restructure plan that rightly earned a lot of criticism back when it was introduced a year and a half ago because it specifically punished conservation.
Right. I got that.
Well, it's apparently back. There's some people at REU that want to bring it back.
So is this the one that wants to have the connection fee go up $40?
Yes.
Do they still want it to be $40?
Well, the finances at REU, according to the last report that I saw, which is going, incidentally, REU's giving their regular financial report at the regular city council meeting on Tuesday night. But I've looked through the report and I don't see any crisis. So, I mean, I don't see any crisis that would, certainly nothing that would require a major, you know, reshuffling of things.
Well, we'll see, huh? Okay, Charles.
But they're going to have their priority setting session.
I think that's...
That doesn't mean that anything's going to be, you know, approved and committed to other than, you know, a score, a priority score is going to be assigned to this project and that, et cetera, et cetera.
Keep us informed, will you? Let it call
show,
us.
Show up for all those. I'd really like to hear about the shed thing, though.
Yeah, so. that seems...
Okay. In fact, I may call Baron Brown and ask about that. Say, is that true? You guys are going to do that? Okay,
right.
Buddy, we got to
right.
get.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I'll run. Bye.
All right, train's leaving the station now.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Charles. Okay. Hey, it's President's Day. A little history there. Began in 1800, following President George Washington's death in 1799. His February 22nd birthday became a perennial day of remembrance. At that time, Washington was venerated as the most important figure in American history, and events like the 1832 centennial of his birth and the start of construction of the Washington Monument in 1848 were cause for national celebration. President's Day never falls on the actual birthday of any American president. Four chief executives, George Washington, William Henry Harrison, Abraham Lincoln, and Ronald Reagan, were born in February, but their birthdays all come either too early or too late to coincide with President's Day, which is always celebrated on the third Monday of the month. While Washington's birthday was unofficial observance for most of 1800s, it was not until the late 1870s that it became a federal holiday. Senator Stephen Wallace of Dorsey of Arkansas was the first to propose the measure, and in 1879, President Rutherford Hayes signed it into law. The holiday initially only applied to the District of Columbia, but in 1885 it expanded to the whole country. At the time, Washington's birthday joined four other nationally recognized federal bank holidays, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Independence Day, and Thanksgiving, and was the first to celebrate the life of an individual American. Martin Luther King Day, signed into law in 1983, would be the second.
Okay. Wow. You know, I had
now, did you
I
learn anything from that?
Yes, I found out why we did that. Here's the other thing is there was a county employee that on Facebook was going, yippee, yippee, I get off Monday, yippee, yippee. This was a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
The guy used to have a regular business until he went to work for the county. And I wrote back to him and said, I wouldn't be yippeeing too loud here, yeah. Yippee-o-kay, buddy, since the rest of us are working this day. And he said, sorry. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, you're not going to find a better place anywhere to have take care of your loved ones, whether it's short period of time in-house, like say they have surgery, they break a leg, and they need some in-home health care or in-home health help care.
Yeah.
Or if it's long-term, keeping your parents, keeping your loved ones inside their homes where they can be happier and they can live a much better life.
Bonded, secured.
insured, backed the background investigations, and trained. All of this at Home Helpers Business of the Year and more. 2620 Larkspur, or give her a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers. It's a wonderful place. That's who I would want to take care of, Linda, if she would lay in bed.
Or you.
I tell you what, if you'd been sick another 2 days, there'd have been somebody in there turning you over, make sure you didn't have bed sores and all these things, and I would have, you know, I would have done it. Anyway, Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Dr. Victor Hansen talking about the Orville Dam and how this is kind of a microcosm of what's going on in the state of California.
But sweet, he's so fine, he can't be beat. He's got everything that I desire. He sets the summer sun on fire. I want candy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. 54 degrees going up to all of 56 today, and more rain. Rain and then more rain. You want to know the forecast for tomorrow? It's rain.
And windy.
Windy.
We're going to have like up to
rain
65.
And windy.
When you think about 65,
miles per hour?
Could possibly be 65 miles per hour gusts of wind.
If you're in a big truck driving down the
road.
Don't be. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. People, we have a new chat room. We have a new website. Please, don't get so excited about it. All you have to do, sign up. put your name on there, like mine, Carl 2017, and give us a email address. The email address goes nowhere. It doesn't come back. It just, you know, it just, this is the way the log has been set up. Don't think that we're trying to follow you. We're not. Now, this isn't for our group today. This isn't our group here. It's, you know, it's the ones on the weekends who have a, who, you know, they believe that the FBI is after them. Hey, let's go to our guest. You know, somebody, Mike Michalak, sent me this editorial written by Dr. Victor Davis Hanson. And it had to do with the Orville Dam, but it had to do with so much more in there. And I, you know, it really struck me. And I thought, gosh, we have to get this gentleman on and see what he was writing and how it ties into so many things. So good morning, Dr. Hanson.
Good morning.
How are you this rainy day?
Well, I'm out on my farm watching the rain fall down and the snow pile up in the Sierra. I was there yesterday. So it's,
wow.
Never seen anything quite like it in 10 years.
Well, I guess the amount of snow we're getting to will eventually come down and also help flood us.
I mean, we're dealing with the first challenge of the rain, but we have another one in March and April when the snow melts.
We sure do. Now, Dr. Hanson, I read your article, and it was about how, you know, to me it was kind of like how the Orville Dam is kind of a microcosm of what's happening in the state of California.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, people were warned, as you know, over a decade ago that the spillways were not necessarily designed right and the evacuation routes and roads needed improvement. And whatever one thinks about dams, there were, if you read the California Water Project original report in the late 60s and early 60s, there were designs for auxiliary dams that take the pressure off Shasta and Orville, and they were never built. And where I live in the San Joaquin Valley, there were plans to build not only on the Sacramento River at sites, but also at Temperance Flat on the San Joaquin and the Los Banos Grandes that would probably have given us 10 million acre feet. And right now we would be, that water that's leaving Orville would be going into the aqueduct and, not just out to the bay, but we would be filling up three reservoirs that had the capacity to get us over another four-year drought, which will come again. But dams became sort of passe. I think the people, the environmentalists called the people who proposed them water buffaloes. They were supposedly blinkered and reactionary, out of touch. In fact, they were brilliant people who designed the California transfer system on the premise that two-thirds of Californians want to live where only one-third of the precipitation falls. Where I work at Stanford University, nobody wants to relocate up to Humboldt or Crescent City. They're nice places, but they like the Mediterranean climate that has no water in the San Jose Basin, so they need water. And the way to get them water for Caltech or Hollywood or Malibu or Santa Barbara or Stanford is to have these dams and repair them and complete the original project, but that's not in the cards. We shifted our priorities over the last 20 years from infrastructure to, maybe it was necessary, but we social welfare programs, health programs, education programs, they're all necessary, but we've got one out of four Californians was not born in the state, one out of three of the nation's welfare recipients live in California. One out of five lives below the poverty level. That presents, we have almost 40% of the nation's illegal aliens. That presents enormous challenges to ensure parity for Californians. And the result is, even though we have, I think, the fourth highest income tax, third highest sales tax, fourth or fifth gas tax, Forbes has rated our infrastructure and our highways in particular 49th in the country. I think it's right behind Mississippi. Our schools' test scores are about 45th in the nation. So we're not getting a good bang for the buck that we pay, and it's because of different priorities.
So, Doctor, do you think the statistics that you're quoting they sound dire? Do you see in the next 10 years? What would be, in your expert advice, how is change to be made?
Yeah. Well, I have two thoughts on that. One is that, as you saw from the problems in Los Angeles with the transportation system, and anybody who drives the 99 from Sacramento to Bakersfield realizes it's the highway of death. So it's going to, the infrastructure is going to continue to deteriorate because it was designed for 15 million people by our grandparents, who were brilliant, as I said, brilliant people. But they thought we would update, and we didn't. We lived, we sort of made, to use that metaphor, we ate our seed corn. So that's going to get so bad that people are going to rise up, and they're going to say, I don't want to, my legislature dealing with protecting bobcats or plastic bags or transgendered restrooms. I want them to get back to basics. The other thing is that if the border were to be closed and we would go to a diverse, meritocratic immigration system, then people here who had been law-abiding and maybe they had residence and they haven't, they're employed that came from South America, Latin America, they got a green card, whatever system we adopt, if we end illegal immigration, the process of assimilation, acculturation, English acquisition, intermarriage, integration won't make this a large part of California a part of the underclass. And like I said, one-fifth is on below the poverty line, and one-third depend of the nation's welfare recipients are here. That's an enormous drain. And once that static pool is not always enlarged, it will start to assimilate, and it will ask questions about budget priorities. And people where I live who, say, are Latino, they don't like the idea that they're paying the highest gas prices in the United States. They don't like the idea that in scorching San Joaquin Valley they're paying the one of the highest kilowatt costs in the United States. They don't like the idea that we're letting out 11 million acre feet of water into the ocean where we shut down agriculture that, that anchors the economy in the Central Valley. So I think they're going to see that there are issues other than illegal immigration. As they become middle class and upper middle class, they're going to revert to what's pretty much a human tendency to want to be conservative with budget outlay and to emphasize infrastructure rather than redistribution. So, but these are long-term trends. I think we have to go through something, shock therapy, like the these crises, unfortunately, that we're experiencing.
Like the Orville.
Not the only one.
Well, we had last week on, and she addressed herself as an American, Mexican-American. And she calls our Latino community in California or the United States the sleeping giant. She says they are conservative, they are religious, they are hardworking, but they don't understand that that the Democrats are not helping them in, you know, and what's happening. She says, but it's just a matter of time before they wake up, before they wake up and say, you know what, you know, we've got one, we've got the power to do something. Two, we don't like what's going on here. We don't, you know, we need to have business. We need to fix our infrastructure. And she said, you know, she says right now it's whoever reaches them first with something besides a negative sense of their well-being. So I agree with that 100%.
I live in a community where the per capita family income is about $30,000, and then I commute to Stanford 3 hours away where it's about $150,000. And there would be no reason that both communities voted overwhelmingly for a liberal ticket, but they did because they have nothing in common. People where I live are worried about fuel costs, as I said, electricity costs, good highways. They're not in favor of high-speed rail destroying this prime farmland when the 99 is decrepit and the Amtrak is decrepit. And they want more dams. They like the idea of they don't have the money to go over to San Francisco, but they like the idea of going up to reservoirs, lakes in the summer that the California Water Project provided. They like the idea of flood control. They like the idea of irrigation. They like the idea of hydroelectric. So for them, the idea that you stop all these dams or dismantle them is just insane. But that's sort of but where I work. People who are very affluent have the margin of error, or they have the luxury of experimenting with other people's lives because of the capital and power and influence and money they make. And I'm speaking specifically about that area around Stanford from San Mateo County, Santa Clara County, Silicon Valley. Mm. A lot of people in that area have this utopian view of things, and they've sued to stop dam construction. They've sued to release water for fish, you know, seed to Sierra salmon runs, which probably didn't exist very often in the 19th century before the reservoirs. But they've done a lot of things that represent a viewpoint that hasn't been conducive to a middle class. They're against affordable housing. They zone out new development. And yet if you go to Woodside or Atherton or Hillsboro, the conditions under which they live are very, I would say, traditional, if not reactionary. But the idea is that they have certain ideologies that they don't feel they should be subject to the consequences of those ideologies.
Hey, Dr. Hansen, can we hold you over to the next for our next segment also?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We're here with Dr. Victor Hansen, who wrote an article about the Orville Dam. But as we're listening, that the Orville Dam is just kind of a microcosm of what's happening here. And it goes back again for those, you know, it almost goes that the amount of water that's pushing down for the coast, for the more affluent areas, but it's costing the people on, I guess you would say, east of the five. It's costing them because we have no way of holding this water, of maintaining this water, because they have fought against it, and because of the fact that our state has not taken care of our infrastructure, which is now coming apart. And when we come back, Linda's going to tell a quick story about her trip to L.A. on I-5 and what she noticed down to Pasadena and back. But we're here with Dr. Victor Hansen. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's right, B&T Satellite, veteran-owned business, who says don't call the 800 number, call our local number, 241-DISH. Ask about how you can save $100 on your bill and how you can save a veteran $100 on their bill. That's right. Not only on your bill, but on a veteran's bill. You do this by not calling the 800 number. Call the local, Doug Tooley, a veteran-owned business, 241-DISH. We'll be right back with Dr. Victor Hansen on Free Fire Radio.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy. Everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Reading, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241 2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 20th of, February?
No.
How could it be February 2017?
President's Day today, and then it's clumped them all together. It used to be Washington's birthday, you know. And I remember years ago, years and years ago, Washington, it would be the big sale. Lived in the country.
You could buy cherry trees?
Well, no, but we buy cherry pie. Okay. Cherry pie at, what was it called, Jimbo's or Sambo's or what was it called? Denny's, one of those places. And my mom and I would go in for Washington's birthday and have the big sales and then get cherry pie and shop the rest of the day and take all of our good findings back into Pleasant Valley area, which is in the base of the Sierra Nevada foothills. We have a very special guest with us this morning.
Dr. Victor Hansen, who has been writing about the Oroville Dam and the if I'm laughing because the infrastructure, because I have all my notes written on this one yellow sheet of paper, and Linda just took it over. She's writing some, you know, we're taking notes on our new chat room on some of the things we have to do with it. So she just kind of took that one. But Dr. Hansen, thank you so much and welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things, Linda just took a trip down to Pasadena. You're talking about the road of death for Highway 99.
Well, I drove down to A5, make a quick thing, story. I drove to Sacramento, which is not – the stretch between Sacramento and Redding isn't that bad. There are some potholes. But I drove from 5, you know, over the Grapevine into the Magic Mountain area, and then from the Magic Mountain area to the 210 going through Pasadena. I could not believe the 134 turning in the 210 and the 5 going over the Grapevine, the disarray or the not well what I'm saying is that the potholes were severe and several.
Well, I know it. I drive from south of Fresno. I did that for 4 years, one day a week to teach at Pepperdine. And it used to be a 3-hour drive. I was lucky if I could get there in 5 hours. But for the reasons not just that you say of potholes, but there were people on the freeway that I couldn't believe they would have mattresses or lawnmowers or furniture, and you would see 101 or 5 with a mattress. In fact, in one case, a man hit a mattress and then made a 360 and hit me almost head on.
Oh, my gosh.
On the way back from Pepperdine, and I almost got killed. But the infrastructure has not been updated. It's substandard, and we have a lot of people driving who are not obeying basic traffic rules and protocols. I think part of that is the state has a lot of people they don't know how to apply. They go after the misdemeanor of the law-abiding citizen, so they kind of they can't deal with the felony of the criminal. And so we're one of the most highly regulated states in the United States. I mean, if you have a mailbox and it's 2 inches shorter, the post office comes out or and gets angry at you. But where I'm looking out my window, I can see a neighbor who has 6 Winnebagos all parked with porta potties, no cesspool or anything, and there must be 50 people living there. So would go in there because that would be a politically charged investigation. The media would say this would be unfair, these are undocumented people, how dare you. But if I have another neighbor who put in a new leach line, and he was 2 feet of the new law that said you have to be 100 feet from a well. After he got it in, the county came back and said, we've made a mistake. You've got to drill a new well, $30,000.
Yeah. Oh, geez. You know what? See, it is that stuff, doctor, that we, you know, that when you run into it, you see no common sense. You see people pick up a paycheck every 2 weeks, and even if it's their mistake, you end up paying for it.
Yeah, I think it's the hypocrisy that gets people angry.
It is.
Because, as this person said, I live only 700 or 800 yards from somebody who's violated everything in the book. And we're getting this with illegal immigration because I think Trump is going to get to a position where if you've lived here for a while and you're law-abiding and you're able-bodied and working, you're probably going to have a chance for a green card. But they're going to close the border.
They need to close the border. You know what? Anything he does after closing the border,
yeah,
I think will be accepted.
I do too, and then they will deport criminals. But the next great issue that we're going to engage in a debate is that there is not just 500,000 people who have committed a felony out of the 12 to 15 million illegal immigrants, but there's probably two or three million who have engaged in identity theft, Social Security fraud, fake ID, and that's been considered by the left not to be a serious crime and not to be a crime that will justify deportation, whereas most people, you, I, if we assumed a false identity or used a fake Social Security, our careers would be ruined. It would be a felony. And so what I'm getting at is that there's a sense in California, at least, that and other places, that there's a set of rules that punishes people who follow the law, get up every morning, go to work, don't make waves, and then people who either don't follow the law for whatever reasons will adduce reasons why they should be exempt from it, sanctuary cities, things like that. And the bottom line is that we are not doing what a society needs to do, and that is to stress infrastructure, roads, dams, agriculture, food production, energy production. And that's what I think there was a backlash against, this regulatory state and the uneven application of the law.
I think you're 100% right. But what we're seeing up here in Northern California with the advent of Prop 109, you know, the 47 and now 57, is that our jail's full. Our jail's full and has been full for 3 years. And we just kind of keep releasing just the worst ones. But what it means is you can go into a store and steal $900 worth of stuff, and you're not going to go to jail. You can do so many of these other things. And now I think that there's an underbelly of people in this our really great town of Reading that believe they can do anything without repercussions. And
well, I think they can.
And they're right.
In Fresno, it's sort of a running joke that there's an epidemic of bicycle theft, because when they let people out, they didn't necessarily have the money for a car or a driver immediately, so they started stealing bicycles. And so almost everybody I've known has got a nice bicycle stolen in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's just a joke, and they don't even call the police because they can't do anything about it.
Dr. Hansen, are you currently teaching at Stanford?
I'm a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, yeah.
Okay, that's just fascinating. And where else can we read your...
I have a website that I write a column twice a week for National Review and the Tribune Media Services, and they're all posted at victorhanson.com.
Yeah, I really like going to the Hoover Institute because I can talk to people that are experts in water, people that have done a lot of, you know, like an article like you did, not just on the Orville Dam, but about the infrastructure and where we're going and why we're in so much trouble here in California, and it's not going to go away. It's going to take a radical problem that's going to wake people up in Orville because, you know, and thankfully, because the Orville Dam did not collapse, it was not that radical, you know, occurrence that said, hey, you've got to do something. But hopefully, you know, hopefully that, you know, you've woken up and it's time to spend money on infrastructure. Then you see some of the new laws that they're coming out on that, you know, they spend their time on condoms, plastic bags. I mean, how much soda should you drink? I mean, when I see this thing, I'm just totally totally nonplussed about it.
Yeah,
nonplussed.
Yeah, I think if you told a person that in the 21st century Orville Dam would have a emergency earthen spillway that was never used before, and then the evacuation would depend on a two-lane road, people would think you were crazy.
And where it was, how it backed up like that.
Yeah.
And then you look at I-5 that it shuts down I-5, the major north-south freeway, because water's going over it.
Yeah.
I've just gone to the Hoover Institution and looking you up. Thank you so much. There's so many more. We hope to have you call. We can call you again for your expert opinion. It shows that you've also been in the research team for military history, contemporary conflict working group. You're the chairman of those two, as well as so many things, the National Humanities Medal in 2007 and the Eric Brindle Award for Excellence in Opinion Journalism 2002. It's been an honor, sir, to have you on our show this morning. appreciate
you having me.
Your expert opinion.
We'd like to hear sometime. Maybe we can call you back about where do we lay, whose feet do we lay ISIS at?
Yeah, that would be happy to.
I have my thoughts since I was there when it was starting to happen. So anyway, Dr. Victor Hansen, you can find it one more time, sir, your website there.
VictorHansen.com.
There you go. That would have been pretty easy.
H-A-N-S-O-N.
And then take a good, and everybody, take a look at the Hoover Institute. They have a lot of fellows there that write just wonderful articles. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, okay. Doctor.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, look, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. Vice President Pence, his first trip abroad as VP, has met with the NATO Secretary General in Brussels. Pence voicing the administration's strong support for the transatlantic alliance, despite questions raised by some of the president's statements about NATO.
The United States has been a proud and faithful member of NATO since its founding in 1949. This alliance plays a crucial role in promoting peace and prosperity in the North Atlantic and, frankly, in the entire world. The United States' commitment to NATO is clear.
At the same time, Pence says the European allies must step up to the plate.
America will do our part. But Europe's defense requires Europe's commitment as much as ours.
And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he has no problem with that.
We still have a long way to go, so all allies must speed up their efforts to spend 2% of GDP on defense.
The fight for Mosul is on. Iraqi federal police forces pushing into the southern outskirts of Mosul the second day of a new drive to push ISIS from the city's western half. Iraqi police and regular army troops being backed by aerial support from the U.S.-led international coalition. Defense Secretary Mattis, on an unannounced visit to Iraq, is vowing to crush ISIS.
We're going to continue to go after them until we destroy them and any kind of belief in the inevitability of their message.
Cleanup, the order of the day, in parts of San Antonio slammed by a powerful storm overnight. That storm spawned a possible tornado, damaged more than 150 homes. Only minor injuries have been reported so far. There are renewed warnings today of possible flooding from the next powerful Pacific storm that has its sights set on California. Residents of low-lying areas of San Joaquin County have been told to get ready to evacuate. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What exactly happened in the beginning? We've been told to look at a history of the Earth that is millions and billions of years old. Is there evidence that it could have been created in only a matter of days?
A new documentary features scientists and scholars exploring two competing views in search of one compelling truth.
Was there a global flood? A Big Bang.
Is Genesis history? In select theaters for a special one-night event Thursday, February 23rd. For tickets, go to isgenesishistory.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
British lawmakers will debate what they view as the pros and cons of a formal state visit by President Trump later in the year.
Members of Parliament will consider if President Trump's to be denied a state visit to Britain later this year, but the Conservative government says the invite remains firmly in place. The debate comes in response to an online petition with more than 1.8 million signatures, saying a formal state visit for Trump would cause embarrassment to Her Majesty the Queen. On state visits, foreign leaders are hosted by the British Queen. Lawmakers will also consider an opposing petition with more than 300,000 signatures backing the state visit. Charles Ledesma, London.
The Eurozone's 19 finance ministers will be looking to defuse the risk of another Greek fiscal crisis. They'll be trying to agree today on what reforms Greece must still take to qualify for more loans. Hopes of an imminent breakthrough for the cash-strapped country were dashed in recent weeks. News and analysis, townhall.com. Telephone, once owned by Hitler, has fetched almost $250,000 at auction.
Bidding started at $100,000 and the winning bid was $243,000. The red telephone includes a Nazi party symbol and Hitler's name engraved on the back. Occupying Russian officers gave the phone to a British officer during a visit to Hitler's bunker in Berlin. The phone was used in vehicles and trains as well as Hitler's field headquarters. Alexander Historical Auctions says a porcelain figure of an Alsatian dog, also owned by Hitler, also sold Sunday to a different bidder for just over $24,000. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More diplomatic fallout over the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia has recalled its ambassador to North Korea amid rising tensions between the countries. Meanwhile, a video has surfaced which could show two women carrying out the assassination. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 5 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 20th of February, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number. 530 area code for you people out of the area. KCNR1460.com is how we are streaming all over the world. And you can hop into our chat room. And some people not liking the new chat room, so we're working on it.
We're working on it.
Like,
you know,
anything.
You wanted to update.
You got to get people's feedback first. So instead of just complaining and quitting, send me an email,
right,
Carl at KCNR1460, about some of the changes you'd like. We have people working on this all the time. This is a work in progress. We've already put down two or three things we see every day that we'd like to change. And they change it as quick as they get to it. So,
all right, we're going to do an update on the weather here. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning on this 8 o'clock hour. Today our highs will be 56 with heavy rain and breezy. Bob will give us a little bit of an update of some of the flooding and the overflows. Heavy rain and windy tonight with our lows of 48. Tuesday calls for, that's tomorrow, highs of 56, chance of showers with our lows of 41 as we progress through the week. And we do need to tell you about a wind warning as well, Bob.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we're going to talk about the flood warning. Sacramento River at the flood stage at Tehama Bridge. Actually, it's 2 feet above flood stage right now. Flooding people out of the trailer park down there. Woodson Bridge shut down, so that route between I-5 and Highway 99 shut down at this time till the water drops down a little bit. Other warnings, of course, we have basically the entire area. If you are anywhere near a creek or any sort of water stream, expect to see a lot of water. The Park Marita Drive, of course, as we've heard, underwater, the sheriff's office, and working closely with other agencies trying to keep track of this situation. High winds as well. The ground is saturated, and trees, especially those large gray pines, are very, very vulnerable right now because we could see gusts of 65 miles an hour.
Does that
today
mean that old gray pine that's on the property next to ours?
It ain't
leaning,
what it used
that's
to
leaning
be
toward the parking lot?
Yeah.
Could fall down.
Well, yeah, because they have very shallow root systems.
Then just
big gray pines. Amen.
Then just going,
really?
Really?
Yeah, at the ground.
Yeah,
the
digger
ground
pine.
All the water it can handle.
No, you can't call them digger. I'm sorry, you can't call them digger pines.
Oh, well then, why not?
It's a long story.
Oh, okay. Well then, somebody, that's
it's
how
politically incorrect. That's an old term.
They're now gray pines.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody just, you know, is that not politically correct?
It is politically incorrect. I'll explain to you why off the air.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody told me that's what that was. So
yeah,
I knew it was an old lumber, a person that had lumber.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. You're so anyway, that's what.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I'll
you know what?
The, air.
The PC stuff's just about driving me out of my. You want to know why I've been sick? It's probably because I've had so much of this. You know, you get just overloaded by all of the stuff that's going on with the news, and there's so much negativity in the air that sometimes you just need to like pause for a minute and restart. So. Anyway, if I offended anybody by calling a certain pine tree a certain name, I just had no idea, and I guess I'll get educated when we take a break. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. And I certainly hope you don't have any of those pine trees.
There's nothing. You know what? They're called digger pines for a long time. From what I understand, because I was calling them digger pines, that it was considered
State of California.
State of California redesignated it as the gray pine because of the digger Indians.
Oh,
and that
okay.
was the whole thing. So you know,
see, my mind was like it was like it dug into the like it was a digger pine because it was like dug into the root system a certain way. Had no idea.
I don't think it was named after.
Okay.
We're on a side.
Well, that's all right. We can talk. I think people need to be educated. I mean, I'm sorry. Why have it to be? That's closeted, as far as I'm concerned. Like, what? What are you talking about? So, and this is how people get their feelings hurt. Sometimes you see things that you hear through a family, through generations, and you have no idea that it means something that it doesn't mean. So why not bring it out to the open and say, well, this is why. And if you say that, some people can feel this. Oh, my gosh. You were watching Bill Maher yesterday.
I was.
I was shocked.
Bill Maher.
Shocked. Milt Maher. I'm sorry. Mr. And the reason being?
Milo was on. Okay. You know, this Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever his name is. Milo's the reason. Milo's the reason that the riots. I don't know if he was the reason, but he was the expressed. Oh, first, let's go to Sally.
Oh, my gosh,
I'm
Sally.
Sorry, Sally. You know, we get going and we just. Are you still there, honey?
I work to keep these people on track.
Sally, Rally, Sally, how are you? What's happening tonight with the Patriot meeting?
Oh, hi, you guys.
I'm sorry. You know what? You know, Linda starts talking. You know, we get into digger pines, you know, and that just puts us completely
and the guys,
off the whole thing.
Guys look at me like I said like
no,
a cuss word.
I
was like, what?
I didn't look at you
okay,
like
anyway.
That. Bob made a big thing out of it.
So let's talk about the Patriot. Are you having a Patriot meeting tonight?
You guys are having way too much fun today.
Well, you know, hey, you know, just.
That's what we do.
I hope you're digging us.
I am. Hey, tonight, I just wanted to let your listeners know that we are going to have Bill Chappell in, and we're going to be talking about the SB 54, the Senate bill that passed a couple of weeks ago declaring that they wanted California to become a sanctuary state. And he has done some extensive digging into the bill and to find out exactly what's in it. I just got a word from my friend down in Stanislaus County that there are two cities in Merced County that are now declaring themselves sanctuary cities. So, you know, whichever way you come down on this, we need to know what's in that bill, and people need to be, do we want to be part of a sanctuary state, or do we want to put up some roadblocks?
Now, there's been a county that said they're not going to be a sanctuary.
Tehama
said they're not going to support that.
Right. They had a signed resolution saying that, and we are going to take it before our county board and ask them to do the same thing. And there are other counties as well that are asking their county boards to sign a resolution similar to Tehama County.
Well, now, do we know what's exactly in that bill? Does it say something to the effect as if unless your county wants, you know, to opt out?
That we do not want to be part of a sanctuary jurisdiction.
Yeah, but do they give you that opportunity?
Yes.
I mean, the bill does. Does the bill give you a chance to opt out, or does it just say, "Hey, you're going to disobey the federal law"?
Well, that's what we're going to find out tonight.
Okay.
Bill Chappell is going to. Educate us on that. So, and we all know education is a good thing, right, Linda?
Education is a good thing. It's
knowledge
true.
Is good.
It truly is because, you know, you don't want to just, I don't know. I mean, know how all sides feel, you know? That's it. Thank you, Sally.
You're right.
Tonight, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
I'm going to, you know what?
76.
We'll try and get
Kelly Lane.
Yeah, we'll try and get Bill on here too, you know, since he studied it because I just find it hard to believe that the state of California would actually say we're going to become a sanctuary state and order every law enforcement agency in the state to not cooperate with the federal authorities with illegals.
Well, and that's what this resolution
says
that it will enforce all federal laws.
Yeah, but
immigration laws. So, I mean, if we don't take a stand, if we don't be proactive sometimes, California will just do what it wants, as we've seen it do in the past. Have we not?
Yes, we have, and we're going to continue to. You know, you asked me if I would speak against this, and my answer to that was yes. I would. I'd be more than happy to address the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and take a minute to say, hey, look, this whole thing is wrong. You know, if that's the case, if they can disobey the federal law on illegals, then we should be able to then you should also put out a resolution that we disobey their law on the Second Amendment.
Absolutely. There are counties up in Oregon who have done that. They have formed sanctuary counties, Second Amendment counties.
If the state can figure out what they want to obey, why can't the counties figure out what they want to obey? And then you've got, I mean, that's to me, and I don't mean to be rabid about this, but if the state says we're not going to enforce these laws, then the county should be able to say, okay, then we're not going to enforce these laws. And then the city said, well, we're not going to enforce these laws. I mean, it should be able to do that. If we're going to pick and choose which of the laws that we want to obey or disobey, then, you know, once it starts, well, then it should be everybody gets a chance.
That's right. Well, and California started it, didn't they?
They did. So, you know what? We wouldn't be loyal Californians if we did not pick our own rules to obey. Does that make sense?
I like the way you think, Carl.
Well, that's just, you know, I'm just trying to be a loyal follower of Brown, and I'm just going to pick the laws I want to obey. And then, you know, when I get pulled over, I'm sorry, but you know what? We have a right in California not to obey the laws that we just don't like. You know? Come on. Yeah, I can talk on my cell phone. So what? Who says? Who says I can't? It's just a law. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
16 minutes after the hour.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you know what? We've got a couple things that we're going to be covering, one of which is let's talk about the C-SPAN poll and the best president in order. We'll go to the top 15 by the historians in a historian's new C-SPAN poll. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, this is his business. You know, he's got instructors all over Northern and Central California teaching concealed carry. It's one of the best classes, if not the best class you're going to get. 12 hours of just fine instruction, really good instruction that talks about the basic handling of pistols, the legal aspects of it, and when and where you can carry, deadly force, all of these. And then 4 hours of magic on the pistol range where you learn how to shoot, where you refine your shooting abilities. Everything. It far exceeds the minimums that the sheriff requires. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at readingsccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business,
and commercial real estate. ByStar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at ByStar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad, good morning. 54, going up to 56 today. It'll leap 2 more degrees. And of course, the reason is it's raining. It's going to rain today. It's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain Wednesday. It's going to kind of level off
gusty
on Thursday.
Winds.
But gusty winds the next couple of days, so stand by. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
This portion of the show is brought to you by my favorite boutique in the North State, Dandelion. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy friend, as well as designer brands from Brighton and Miss Me Jeans. You know, we're going to want color in our lives so much after this rain is finished, you know, because before you know it, in a couple weeks from now, it'll be beautiful and the flowers will start to bloom. We'll start thinking about oranges and greens and beautiful colors. And you're looking for that spring clothing line, go to Dandelion, located on Pine Street. The girls will fit you. They'll tell you what looks great on your body type, and it's just a great place to go lift your spirits after this gloomy weather. 1322 Pine Street. Now, before we took a break, I was talking about the C-SPAN poll.
But they took a bunch of historians.
Yes, they took a bunch of historians,
yeah.
And this has been done several times. But I wanted to go down. Well, the headline is Obama ranks 12th best president by historians in new C-SPAN poll. As we just weeks after leaving the White House, President Obama ranks this 12th president. Historians conducted by C-SPAN ahead of President's Day. It's the first time Obama was eligible for the President's Historian Survey, which asked 91 historians to rank all 43 former presidents across 10 categories. Those include Persuade Equal Justice for All, in which Obama ranked third, to Relations with Congress, in which he ranked 39th. Abraham Lincoln retained his top spot for the third time in the poll, which debuted in 2000 and last took place in 2009. Other consistently high-ranking presidents, of course, included George Washington, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Theodore Roosevelt, all who made the top five overall in each survey. Also notable, George W. Bush bumped up 3 spots to 33rd since the poll's 2009 election, while Bill Clinton stayed steady at 15. The biggest loser since the 2009 survey is Andrew Jackson, the populist president whose portrait adorns the wall of President Donald Trump's Oval Office. Jackson dropped the spot from 13th to 18th. James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, and Franklin Pierce have been taken the bottom 3 spots in each edition of the poll. C-SPAN noted beneath even William Henry Harrison, who held office for only 1 month. The team of advisors, including professors from Rice University and Howard University, guided all 3 of C-SPAN's surveys, approving criteria, assisting with participants, and overseeing collection of results. Here's the top. I'm going to give you Abraham Lincoln 1, 2, George Washington, number 3 in the polls, Franklin D. Roosevelt, number 4, Theodore Roosevelt, number 5, Dwight D. Eisenhower, number 6, Harry Truman, number 7, Thomas Jefferson, number 8, JFK, number 9, didn't you let me just use his initials? That was John Fitzgerald Kennedy, number 9, Ronald Reagan, number 10, which surprised me, Lyndon Bates Johnson, number 11, Woodrow Wilson, number 12, Barack Obama, 13, James Monroe, 14, James K. Polk, and number 15, Bill Clinton. And the list goes on. Of course, there's 20 in here, and the last one on the list is George Bush at number 20.
At 20.
Yeah. John Adams is 19, Andrew Jackson's 18, James Madison's 17, and William McKinley Jr. is 16.
Yeah.
The top 20.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll see. And give it another 5 years.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
But
see,
I thought
see
that
what's
was
left.
Interesting.
See what's left like that. Okay. Talk about Orville Jam. Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to talk about Milo. You know who Milo is? Does everybody know who Milo is?
I have no idea who Milo is.
Milo is a Breitbart editor. And he is a Greek of Greek heritage, and is he is very, very famously gay, and he's very right wing, and he is when he was going to speak at different college campuses, the universities go crazy because he says things about women, he says things about gays, he says things about everybody. And, you know, so the best way to handle this.
And he loves Trump.
Yeah. Well, as he says, he's not sure Trump's a Republican, but he does like him. here's the thing, though, is that all of these bastions of free speech, these harbors, these safe spaces for free speech at universities and colleges, that's fine unless you are a right-wing gay guy. Because they don't want him to speak, they disinvite him. They threaten violence to have the universities back off. They have and then the universities turn around and say you're going to have to spend so many $100,000 on security, which you know nobody can do. Anyway, it shows. So Milo is going to Berkeley, and Berkeley erupted, of course, erupted in riots. It wasn't just enough to protest him coming. Then the riot started. So then Milo, he goes, well, you know what? Fine. And it causes, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, not millions of dollars worth of damage. Anyway, he comes on the Bill Maher show. Now, if anybody's seen Bill Maher show, which I haven't really, it is, frankly, it's very left, pointed at the left. However, Bill Maher is not afraid to take shots at the left also. And especially when it comes to the Iranians, or Islamic fundamentalist terrorist. Where other people won't say it, he comes right out and says, you're a fool. You're a fool if you don't believe this. Anyway, Milo comes on with Bill Maher. And Milo, and you should have seen the aftermath of this, Milo comes off as teddy bear with Bill Maher. And so last night, it was on the TV, and I watched it. I wanted to see, because I've never seen Milo before. And this guy is, he said, well, do you hire gays? No, I don't hire gays. And what did he say? He said they're late, they whine too much, and he just went on. He said that's why I don't hire women too. Whoa, the place went berserk, and he goes, you people are so easy. You people are just so easy.
Well, they made comments before, and I'm sure.
Oh my gosh! Anyways, but Bill Maher comes across here as he says, you impish English fag. And that's what he calls him.
Yeah.
And Milo laughs and he goes, yeah, he says, but he says, there's nothing. He says, I am for freedom of speech. I am for freedom of expression. And people do not. And he says, I'm not for a lot of these things. I am just there for one thing, freedom of expression, freedom to be who you are. And they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to hear it, they want to riot. And Bill Maher points out, well, I was disinvited to speak from Berkeley, too. He goes, yeah, but they didn't riot. He goes, yeah, you're right. You're one up on me.
Well, the controversial thing about this Milo Yiannopoulos is that, you know, he's openly gay, and he outwardly talked about men and boys. And then he later on talked about how he was 17 and had a relationship with a 29-year-old. And he said, I should not have used the term boy because there was an outrage at a pedophilia kind of comments,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, the whole NAMBLA thing.
Well, okay, yeah, but see, there's a difference between pedophilia and then this other one is Panda. Now, if you want to go into somebody else that was famous for that, it's Harvey Milk, who had relationships with teenage boys. And it's not a secret. Everybody knew it. And yet we're putting his name on the side of a Navy ship.
No.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you for Mr. Obama and your administration.
All right, let's go
for
to
that
the,
one.
Let's go to the phones. Henry.
Hi, Henry. Hi, Henry.
Well, as long as you're ranting and raving, I got food for thought this morning.
Shoot.
I think I finally figured out why nobody likes Trump. If you notice, politicians always make campaign promises, when they're running for election, and as did Trump. The big difference is that Trump is doing what he said he would do. Therefore, all the other politicians are mad at him. He's making them look bad.
Well, I can say, you know, and that's what they said. They said that, you know what, he said, I'm going to do this and this and this. Now, here's people have got to, you know, people have got to look back and say, and see that Obama said he was going to do, he was going to have, you know, national health care. He was going to cut back on the armed forces. He was going to have more of this and more of that. And people didn't believe him. And he did it too. But you don't hear, you know, it took him a little bit longer. But here's Trump said, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this. And now he's just done it.
Yeah, in 30 days.
Yeah. And so, and there's more. There's more. We're going to have on people coming in this country, version 2 should be coming out this week since first version didn't go over real big. So we'll go version 2 this week. Thanks a lot, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. The sheriff and the chief of police say this. You got to be able to take care of yourself and your loved ones. Take care of your home because we're not going to be there. It's going to take us a while to get there. If you're out in the country, it's going to take even longer. This is, and when we talk about Bastiani Arms, it's a serious thing. It's besides the fact that shooting is just a great sport, hunting is a great sport, but it's also self-defense. Well, now Bastiani Arms has every type of pistol and long gun that you would need to not only hunt, but also protect your loved ones. Not only that, but all the accessories plus classes in CCW and hunter safety. All of this at fair prices, great gunsmithing, and customer service that is just outstanding. This is where we go. We go to Bastiani Arms when we're looking for our guns. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Now, who is this artist? Let's see.
I've got you.
Oh, you know, this
did you ever, by any chance, meet him?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
And I saw this man 5 times in concert. And
you were off stage with watching him, too.
Well, yeah, but I listened to a lot of the classics. And, well, they're all classics. I listened to Sinatra, Seriously Sinatra, on our satellite radio when I'm traveling sometimes. And Nancy will come on and talk about the history of some of these songs and the composers. And, you know, he was really one with the musicians and the songwriters. I mean, he really was a serious musician, and musicians had nothing but respect. And it, like, almost like the general came in the room. He could tell the trombone.
Chairman of the board.
The trombone player in the third part of whatever, you're not holding it long enough. I mean, he could do his own arrangements.
If what I understand is his recording was he would walk into the room with the band. And I mean, it was a live band. It wasn't like all the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And he would lay it down.
The Nelson Riddle years.
Yeah, he would just lay it down right there. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking about laying it down, Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. What can I say? A veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold, best haircut you're going to find. Well, big shout out to DC because DC has had that knee operation. And we're going to just wanted to make sure he's okay and coming back to work here soon. Not that Tim and Logan aren't doing a wonderful job, but kind of missed the old man there. Discounts for seniors and veterans right up the street from the Classy Cafe, which is getting close to their final Fridays. You know, on Fridays, last Friday of the month, they also have great dinners. And it could be, I don't know, if it may be the German dinner again this week or this month. We'll find out. Okay, now we talked about Milo. A couple other things. There was a Swedish story. You know, Trump was on the air. I was down in Florida at a rally. And he said that, and one of the things he said was, oh, everything that's happening, it seems like what's happening in Europe with all this migration and all this and that, and especially what's, you know, and he mentioned things that are happening in Sweden. Well, everybody goes crazy. They said, there's been no terrorist attacks in Sweden. Well, he didn't say there were terrorist attacks. Tucker Carlson did an article on what's happening with crime in Sweden. And he gave examples. Last month, the police chief for the southern Swedish city of Malmo issued a desperate plea for help. Curtailing a plague of attempted murders, beatings, and rapings. About 30% of Malmo's occupants are migrants. In the Rosengård area, 80% are migrants, mostly without jobs. We cannot do it on our own, said Chief Stefan Sintias, wrote in an open letter about the upward spiral of violence. And he's not merely dealing with typical crimes that modern-day cities would. Malmo had 52 hand grenade attacks in 2016 alone, a jump from 48 attacks in 2015, according to figures provided by the Swedish Police Authority. Nationwide, the terror threat level is at elevated, and people believe at least 300 Swedish nationals have been traveling to Syria and Iraq for jihadi training. On February 11th, a Swedish man and Danish man were arraigned in Turkey, suspected of plotting to carry out attacks in Europe. And he's been training with the guy they arrested, who's been training with ISIS since 2014. On the same day he posted his screed, a Swedish court turned over to Belgian evidence seized in Malmo in connection with the 2016 Brussels terror attacks. Sweden has taken in 650,000 asylum seekers during the past 15 years, including 163,000 in 2015 alone. Of these refugees, 35,000 were unaccompanied children, or at least claimed to be. The children, mostly males from Afghanistan and Somalia, are only identified as minors by the age the applicant gives. The only time an applicant provided age is rejected, so if it's obviously untrue, though there's no clear definition of obviously. They interviewed asylum seekers who admitted to lying about their age to improve their chances of avoiding deportation. So this is what Trump was talking about. He wasn't talking about that there was a terror attack going on, but that the crime is going on. Let me go back to that one. He said that was out of the 48 hand grenade attacks? I'm sorry, 52 hand grenade attacks in 2016 alone. Bob, when's the last time you heard of a hand grenade attack in the United States?
Not in these parts, no.
Have you heard, I mean, anywhere in the United States, when's the last time you heard about a hand grenade attack?
They would tend to make headlines, I would think.
52. Can you imagine if there were 52 hand grenade attacks in the United States, what that would be like? And so when Trump says...
Hello, Google.
Hey, you come in from Syria, we want to really make sure who you are. If you're coming in from these seven other state-sponsored terrorism countries that the Obama administration is the ones that is the one that listed these countries, it wasn't Trump, we want to take a look at you. We want to hold back a little bit. Let's just see how we're bringing people in here. Can you imagine a nation as small as Sweden? Think about this. That's a small nation. As far as you know, as far as population and in size, 52 hand grenade attacks. I just can't believe that. That may be something you want to go back and say, is that true? Does that really? You had 48 the year before.
Just a quick look. There's none showing. The only when I put hand grenade attack United States, it refers to a couple of military incidents over in overseas, and then it mentions a boy being killed in a Swedish attack, but.
Avoid being killed in a Swedish attack.
Yeah, an 8-year-old boy died last August. So
from a hand grenade attack.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know,
but
when
it's
you see
not
things,
happening here, and there's a reason for that. Not the least of which is the bad guys are aware that a significant number of Americans have the capability of defending themselves, in spite of the best efforts of the state of California and the federal government.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, when you see these things. Okay, now here's something else. You know, okay, I'm switching from Sweden back here to our state of California, which is very much would like to become a socialist state like Sweden is. And it's taking in hundreds
really
of thousands. Remember what the statistics we just heard? 1 in 5 is below the poverty level here. That we've got the largest number of illegals right here in the state of California. But now here's this. You remember when they said, okay, we're going to outlaw guns on campus. But we're going to leave it up to the counties if they want to have, you know, permit CCW carriers. Well, 4 or 5 counties said, you know what? We're going to allow it. We're going to allow, you know, some of our teachers to carry or, you know, people that we designate to carry. Or we're going to let parents who have a CCW license be able to drop their kids off. You know, at the school, before, you know, instead of having them, you know, take their guns off and lock them up, you know, and just go and then pick them up, you know, and then go out and get them again. So they decided to do this as a free nation should be able to. So what's happening now? Oh, wait a minute, you can't do that. So they're having another bill introduced that says no, there'll be no concealed carry, there'll be no concealed weapons on campus at all. Even if you, the school board and the principal believe it's okay. No, we're taking that right away from you because guns on campus are bad. Well, you know what? Here we go again. How many concealed carry license holders have committed a crime? How many? I think you're going to find in Shasta County, 0. Ask the sheriff, have to do with anything with drawing that weapon and hurting somebody or using that weapon to hurt somebody illegally. You're going to find that the answer is 0, absolute 0. We talked to the sheriff. He said it right here.
Yep. Oh, I have another topic.
I'm not finished with this one yet. Yeah. So here's what's happening is they want to take that, and that takes away the right. So now you're saying, oh, no, they've got to be gun-free zones. Well, they're not gun-free zones. No, they are not gun-free zones. Why? Because if I carry a gun on that campus and I walk in, it is no longer a gun-free zone. Or somebody that is there to hurt people walks on campus, there's nothing to stop them. If you don't have a security officer at your school armed and ready to be there, you're not going to stop them. So I don't understand this guy. Guns are bad. The only people, and what he said was the only people carrying should be carrying guns are policemen. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's what they want. This is what they want. This is what they want. They want the only person that's able to carry a pistol or revolver or any type of weapon will be the police. And how long? Well, except for criminals. Criminals, of course, they can carry. But you and I, according to this idiot down in, let me put it this way: this Democrat in this single party state who can do anything they want. They can trample the Constitution. They can trample your rights. They can say they can make anything they want because they've got a supermajority. Even if Governor Brown says no, that's not a good idea. Then they can override his veto because that's how many of them is. So how's this single-party state working for you? Huh? This is just something else. Do we have infrastructure that's not there? We've got roads that are flooded, major highways that are flooded. We have dams that are coming apart. We have bullet trains. Where's the money going? Well, let's just take those guns away from those criminals up in Northern California. How about taking care of the dams? How about doing your job? How about us taking a break? This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? I am fired up here, but I can tell you this. It's a veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. You're not going to find a better place to work on your heating or cooling systems, any system. They can put in new systems. They can give you guarantees, warranties. They'll repair the old ones. This is who we go to in times of need. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Redding Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob, what do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free
Good
Fire
morning,
Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah.
Welcome back. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. How you doing, hon? How you feeling? I know that you're just...
I'm much better. Thank you, everybody, for inquiring. And, yeah, it's you know,
this has
been the...
her forehead, folks.
This has just been the epidemic of many people across the country. You know, they've had... No. I don't know. So, anyway... thank you very much. And again, a shout out to Dr. Phillips from Hilltop Medical. You know, I go over there when I need to go in quick for something, walk into the West Side Clinic, and it's just nice to know that you're going to get cared for. And they're very knowledgeable. And of course, Mark Pierce is one of the founders of that clinic. And I've been to Dr. Phillips before, but thank you so much. Thank you.
You know,
taking care of me, and I'm on antibiotics and all that good stuff. But it's okay. I am doing much better, and there's people who have had multi, double, and triple bronchitis, pneumonia, and
flu dropping.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do another shout out to Vince Stevenson and the guys over at the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council about what a great job they did for this past weekend, and of course the award winners there, and. What a super group of people. Absolutely.
Colonel, sir. Permission to express outrage, sir.
Express outrage who?
What is up with the government-funded agency? I mean, we're not talking nuclear warheads here. The Bureau of Reclamation that is refusing to release flood maps.
Yeah, I'm not sure what this is about because is it... And they said, okay, where's the – okay, show us where – so we can plan. It started out with an individual right here in town that said, I just want to know where the flood plans are so I can – flood plans so I can plan for my business and all this. Well, they wouldn't give it to him. So he calls Record Searchlight. Record Searchlight said, we'd like to see them. Nope, sorry, you can't. And they give no reasons.
Yeah.
They just refuse to – and so they go over to Freedom of Information Act. Nope, we're not going to give you the flood plans. Well, this is ridiculous because in Hawaii, in the front of your telephone book in Hawaii shows the flood areas.
Yeah.
And so you can look. I mean, literally, you look on and say, oh, I live right here. Oh, I'm in a floodplain. Oh, you know, so, I mean, you knew that. I mean, don't they have things like that that say, well, I don't understand the problems with this. Are they afraid that if the Shasta Dam, if somebody sees, oh gosh, if it goes here, if it's blown up, that here's where all the water is going to go?
You got to
backtrack.
It's got
to be some kind of terrorist, or is it some kind of anti-terrorist type thing? Why not even the money? Is that, are they afraid that, oh well, if you know where, you know, if the Shasta Dam goes down, this is what, you know, all these people will be destroyed. I mean, I wonder if it would get up to where we are, you know, because we're up a hill, not on the highest hill.
The hydrologics wouldn't allow for that. I know a hydrologist who works for a state agency. I got to bug her and say, so can you run a model for me?
Yeah, I mean, if the Orville Dam broke,
what would happen?
What would happen? Or if the Shasta Dam, for some reason, it gave. What, I mean, where would it hit? Because we don't expect that. To try and take that dam out would be very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult. I mean, you'd have to kind of come in there with like a very, very large plane that's loaded with explosives and hit the right spot.
Yeah, and tactical nuke or something, which then water's least of your problems.
Well, then not only that, not only will you have water all over you, but it'll be warm water.
Yeah.
So it won't be catch cold.
You know. Who is not – because this should be public information.
You would think
so. It was paid for by us, and I don't see – unless they're screaming national security about it, in which case, okay,
well,
but tell us it's national security.
Okay, or we could ask Record Searchlight to come on, but they don't come on anymore. You know that.
I miss her.
Well, you know why. It's because they're very, very busy in making the transition over to USA Today.
Yeah.
I think really in reality that 1 hour a month that they needed to have everybody there had something to do with people asking questions. They didn't like people asking questions. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? And I think Carol's answer is really good. She says, look, I'm not going to talk about it. That's what our that's what our policy is. We're not going to discuss chemtrails. We're not going to discuss, you know, we do stories for, you know, for State of Jefferson, but we're not going to do it on chemtrails. And for some reason, people just do not want to understand that, that, hey, we don't believe in the science. We're not going to do stories. Okay, end of conversation. But then, you know, Silas says, well, you know, we got the new USA coming in today, so we need all the time and all of our people. An hour a month? Come on, yeah. Silas. Come on, Silas. And then since then, have you noticed that
duck?
You know, yeah. Oh, in fact, I think we have new sounds. We started Friday, by the way.
Is
that one in there?
Well, I see a bunch of stuff on the screen cluttering up my screen, which
we need to put it in all one spot, but do you see a duck sound in there?
I do see a project file for a duck quack.
Okay.
Why?
Well,
what do you want
to
try duck?
That. Well, that means when you're ducking something.
Well, it's not a directly playable file.
Oh. Has okay, but we had
How's
one.
That?
How about the hyenas?
I can't do a hyena.
Let's see here. If I load up the project file.
Load up the project file. You should have it open at all times.
Have to be exported. I received no directive on this.
Jared, he follows his directions very well. But as long as, but I didn't tell him to do that to tell you.
You just froze the computer.
What do you want to do the sounds for?
Because I tell you why. When I was talking about the media, when they were going after Trump, and we had these sounds of this hyena just going for it,
Okay.
And I said, okay, so we need that one. I need one of the toilet flushing. I need one of a duck quacking.
Here's a hyena sound. Wait.
That's a what? Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't.
Right?
It doesn't have the. It doesn't
That's
have
it.
The, no. It doesn't have the big laugh, when they're in the full. They're in the full throated.
Well, this is out of. That's a duck.
There you go.
There's your darling.
All right.
When I'm talking to Silas Lyons, Silas, why won't you come on the show now? Play it. There you go, ducking out. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we've about got all the mileage out of that one we're going to ever get.
I was kind of thinking of a better duck sound than that, but, hey.
Well.
I just leave it to my producers who are just our Cracker Jack guys there. The hyena sound was really good, though.
Oh, the hyena sound was off of – I just pulled it up on YouTube.
Oh, no, he pulled it. No, he pulled one up that was just great. Is this it? That's a hyena. I'm talking about mainstream media.
Whatever. Okay, what else do you want me to pull up?
No, that's it.
Jeez.
Okay, I've had enough fun today. Hey, tomorrow.
Jeez.
Tomorrow we've got Joe
Thank
Weiss
you.
From Shasta,
there, Bob.
From Shasta College coming in. He's going to talk about the new bond issue. He's going to talk about a lot of other things. This is going to be our beginning shot at bringing in our educational institutions once a month to talk about higher education here in the county and what classes they have that we can push out, not only for our local students, but, for our veterans coming back and all this. And that's Joe Weiss will be on tomorrow for that. Wednesday, we've got a busy, busy week here, including Thursday. We're going to have Ted Leidy and the sheriff on one more time, because you remember about the concealed carry, the gentleman that defended himself, at least that's what it appears to be, and
yes.
shot the other guy.
Right.
So we're
going
to have them on
the
to talk about concealed carry and, what it takes for a concealed carry class. And I think the sheriff's got an announcement he's going to be making that day. So we got a lot of things happening this week that have a lot to do with what's going on around us. Now, this guy today, Dr. Hansen. He really stuck a nerve about this, because an article in the paper said Orville residents, now they're even more upset. Even though they were sitting there watching the spillway, because the spillway still hadn't been fixed, they still think of themselves, they could still be in danger. And they want to know where the money was to fix this. A lot of the Orville residents are very upset in the sense that, where's all the money? We've got this bullet train that does nothing. We've got all this money that's being spent on people that are here illegal. I'm just pointing. I'm just knife-handing it out there.
Okay.
All this money is being spent on people that are here illegally, or social programs, or things like this, and yet we can't fix the infrastructure. Why do we, and then now the state of California wants to leave the union? you know, as they're having this, you know, and what they're saying is, well, maybe Southern California needs to understand how important Northern California is, but they don't. And he's absolutely right. You know, I know this, well, Carl, time's come for 51. Well, time has come for representation, and if that's the only way to do it, then yeah, then it's time to break away. But there's got to be something done, because right now that money is going other places instead of the infrastructure and the reservoirs that it was taken. Dr. Hansen said, they wanted to build, you know, three different reservoirs that all this extra water coming in would have taken us through drought seasons. But, of course, we don't do that. All our money is being spent on social programs or something kind of weird called a bullet train. Tomorrow, Shasta College and more.
Thank you for joining us today. And, Bob, always thank you for being at the helm. You're a wonderful producer.
Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from driving.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Vice President Pence says it was disappointing. Pence saying he was disappointed to learn that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had withheld information from him. Pence adds that he supports President Trump's decision to dismiss Flynn. Pence spoke today in Brussels, where he met with the NATO Secretary General.
It is my privilege here at the NATO headquarters to express the strong support of President Trump and the United States of America for NATO and our transatlantic alliance.
But Pence also has a warning for the allies, saying they really should be spending at least 2% of GDP on defense.
While we commend the few nations that are on track and have met the obligation, the truth is that many others, including some of our largest allies, still lack a clear